Hello?
Hello, yeah, the line dropped off.
Yeah. I'm not on the on the on the I forgot what I was saying. Where are we at?
I suddenly lost you. You were talking about I also forgot what you were talking about.
I lost my train of thought. Hold on a minute. I completely forgot what I was talking about.
No, same.
What's that?
Same. I can't recall what were your last words.
Yeah, I lost my train of thought. I forgot what I was saying. Yeah, I completely forgot what I was saying.
So where's the aftermath? Then after 6 months, people started neglecting you. Then you talked about the media. From media, we went to, I don't know where we
Yeah,
went from there.
the media can't say who the president is or who they aren't, and everybody is was so mesmerized by the media and not looking at real facts. Trump had a plan from before he got into before he got into office, and he knew that they were going to steal the election through what the prophets said, that they had this plan called devolution. And they're to keep everybody calm, they're using doubles, and they knew that Pence was going to steal the election before he ever even got into office. I forgot what we were just talking about before. I lost my train of thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, I completely lost my train of thought. Where are we on the phone? God, I completely lost my train of thought.
Let's see if I can do something about that. I can't instantly. Wait, refresh.
You know, there is a woman named Mel Kay, and she gives she she's pretty knowledgeable on the deep state. And I was wondering if you could get one of her speeches or whatever, and not put her name in it, but she gives really good details on the deep state and how the whole apparatus works. If you could take maybe a 30-minute speech she does, that would be a great chapter for the book.
Okay.
Yeah, she's always on BitChute, and she's traveling with the Reawaken America tour. She's got really good information. Anyway, I think I guess you were asking me before I got off the phone, before you hung up the phone the last time, how do I know that I'm the Snowden that the prophet predicted?
Yeah.
Well, I noticed from that video that it was me about 2 days before I called the FBI. I noticed that I was the one that they were talking about when it said someone cried, and I added up every anomaly that I noticed that Trump had to still be the president because he kept the old nuclear codes, and there were two impeachments, and God put Trump aside, where you didn't hear from Trump until October of last year when I screamed at him. And then after that, he's constantly been in the news. And that's when he came back. After when he was aside for a while, and I said on the telephone to him, "You'll be back by Christmas." So on Christmas Day last year, Trump grabbed the camera and he said, "It's safe," meaning the shot. And he was being interviewed by Candace Owens.
Mm-hmm.
He was giving me that was kind of a Christmas present for me, because I screamed at him that the shot wasn't safe, and he knew it wasn't safe. And after I did that, they sent me a message on BitChute that Trump's got to pretend that the shot is safe to get everybody pissed off and to push them to a precipice to fight back. So I understood that after that, why he did it. And so how is Trump not the president? If I spoke to him on the January 6th tips line, he came back by Christmas last year, just like it says in the prophecy. It also says in the prophecy, joy is coming in the spring. So this spring, people weren't wearing masks anymore. Things were starting to open up again. What he predicted, or what God said, is summer, take it. So I'm imagining that sometime before the end of the summer, something really big is going to happen to prepare us for midterms. And by then, everybody is going to notice that they've been hoodwinked, and everybody's going to vote in a new Congress. And the prophecy is that after this midterms, our economy is going to take off again when Trump returns, and we're going to have a new economy. And then Trump's not going to be president in 2024. I personally think that the prophecy says that a black woman is going to heal the nation, and that's going to be Candace Owens. So one of two things is going to happen. Either Trump is going to just step aside and say and not run, or he's going to run just to invest in losing to Candace Owens. But he won't be president in 2024. Because that's not what God said in the prophecy. God said that, what?
Mm-hmm, I'm listening.
God said to the prophet he would do two terms, and during his second term, me, the other Snowden, would arise after God put him aside. So you never heard from Trump from January 20th all the way until I screamed at him. And this is how I know that I'm the Snowden, because after I screamed at him, within 24 to 48 hours, there was a journalist named Kim Iverson on that show, The Hill, that announced another Snowden arrived. I'm the one that they were talking about. I'm the other Snowden.
Mm-hmm.
And in the end of all this, somehow this is gonna be known to the world, because this is God's doing, not mine, and he used me from the minute I was born. Mercury's in Scorpio, and my destiny was doing what I did on the 6th of January, becoming a detective, which is what the planets, when it lined up when I was born, said that I was going to have the ability to do this. So I fulfilled the prophecy of the other Snowden that Kim Clement predicted. And I believe there's other prophets that wrote about what I was going to do that day. And so this book is really going to be a historic book whenever it gets finished.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to complete this whole saga, eventually my name is going to pop up, and they're going to have to present what I do to the world on that day and what the prophet wrote. They're never going to be able to complete this whole thing going on without my story getting out there. So that's how I know that I'm the Snowden that the prophet predicted.
I see.
And that's not Biden. Trump is still the president. And all of this happening right now with the FBI raiding his house and all of these things that happen are showing the people that are asleep how corrupt the government is. And the more they attack Trump, the higher his ratings are going up, and the worse it's looking for that. I don't know who that Biden is, who he's working for. Is he working with Trump? Is he working for bad people? But that's definitely not Joe Biden. Joe Biden's already gone, and Trump is still the president because he was listening on the tips line.
How do you think Joe Biden died?
I don't know how he died. They took him out. Also, I don't see any possibility that George Bush, the 43rd president, is alive. That's impossible because I screamed. I really took it personally on September the 11th when George Bush, I knew him and his deep state buddies were behind blowing up the World Trade Center, killing all those people. And that was a spit in my grandfather's face that fought for all those rights that he was attempting to take away. And in the breach of the Capitol, I said things about Bush's grandfather and about the anomalies about Building 7 that were an impossibility for the building to collapse like that, amongst other things. And then I said on the phone that if he was within 5 feet of me, I would have killed him. And I mentioned in the breach that my friend Sarah Mack, a niece of Howard Johnson Hotels, was going to give him $1 million to save all the blacks that were stuck during Hurricane Katrina at the stadium in Louisiana. And to beta test that place for what they were planning on doing to all of us during COVID, he purposely turned down the money to let them all die in there. And I mentioned that was treason. And I mentioned that if they arrested me for the breach of the Capitol, then they would have to play the of what I said in the breach, and then that would get all over the TV, and they didn't want that, so they took Bush out shortly after that. I'm sure he's not with us anymore, for sure. Because this was October, I said, if you arrest me, it'll be your worst nightmare. And then there's a leftist I follow that reads off dockets of the new cases that are with the DOJ, and mine popped up, and her eyes crossed, and she was reading off things that I did that day. And she read off that I told them, if you arrest me, it'll be your worst nightmare. And as you've noticed, there's some pretty embarrassing things happening in our government right now that you've never seen in your life. And there's some embarrassing things happening in the media right now. And the prophecy says there'll be highly embarrassing moments when another Snowden arises. That was in October when I arose, and everything happening that's embarrassing to the media and making Trump look good was started directly or indirectly by what I kicked off by screaming at him and I forced the hand of the media, and it slowly just all collapsing their fake narrative, and people are waking up to the reality that we've been being lied to our whole lives by the media.
I see.
You know, and we're taking our country back.
I see.
You know.
I think we have good enough detail for this session. I'll pass it to the writers, and when we have require more details, I'll give you a call. Okay?
Yeah. I wanted to that woman Mel Kay has got some really good details on how the deep state apparatus works. And if
you
look up any of...
Can you just email me the name? I'll search it up, okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. So when are we going to have a session again?
As soon as we have another chapter in the book, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So, okay. All right. Okay.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
We'll talk. Okay. Oh, hello.